people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated.
Hundreds of protesters came out to Toronto downtown on Saturday afternoon to support anti-government protesters in Egypt. Dozens of police were required to control the mass crowd. Supporters in Canada do not feel Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak's removal of cabinet ministers will make much of a difference for Egyptians.
I've come down here to show my support for other human beings rising up against tyrannical dictatorships and to show that all human beings support other human beings.
Now that they're actually seeing with video proof rather than just all of the media kind of saying this and that, there's actually video proof of people overseas that are actually overthrowing their government.
The demonstration was part of a series of protests taking place in major cities across Canada and the world during the last 2 days. In Canada, people feel its government can and should do much more to help Egyptians. Protesters in Vancouver downtown, also gathering on Saturday afternoon, carried much of the same message. Many Canadians have been contacting family and friends in Egypt, worried after learning about the government's efforts to shut down major internet and landline communications.
Now they're even watching everybody. They're putting everybody's names in computers. Whoever is going against the old regime, they're being watched. They're being beaten up. It's exactly the same thing.
According to Statistics Canada, the latest Canadian census indicated almost 60,000 Egyptians are living in Canada.
Government organizations such as Foreign Affairs and International Trade Canada have published an official warning advising against non-essential travel to Suez, Cairo, and Alexandria. They cite reports of people being killed during the demonstrations, mass arrests, and the nationwide curfew. Zara Jamal, Press TV, Toronto.